出得大胆一步。
This proposal, which is currently under deliberation by senior policymakers, aims to fund vital projects in areas such as food, energy, supply chains, and urbanization, according to a Bloomberg report. The use of ultra-long sovereign bonds for this purpose signifies a strategic shift in economic planning to provide long-term funding for its debt-saddled local governments, experts say.
据彭博社报道，这项提案目前正由高级决策者审议，旨在为粮食、能源、供应链和城市化等领域的重要项目提供资金。专家称，为此目的使用超长期主权债券，标志着经济规划的战略转移，即为负债累累的地方政府提供长期资金。
Following the Asian financial crisis in 1998, China issued similar special debt to rejuvenate major state-owned banks. The most recent occurrence was in 2020 with bonds issued to finance pandemic response measures. These historical precedents highlight the Chinese government's tendency to resort to special debt issuance in times of economic distress or significant national challenges and underscores the rarity of the proposed bond sales.
1998年亚洲金融危机后，中共发行了类似的特别债券，以振兴大型国有银行。最近的一次是在2020年，发行债券用于资助大流行病应对措施。这些历史先例凸显了中共在经济困难或国家面临重大挑战时发行特别债务的倾向，也显示出新的债券发行的罕见性。
China's current economic landscape is marred by rigid deflationary pressures, a continuing property crisis, and weak domestic demand, all of which are hampering economic activity and dampening investor confidence.The situation has triggered calls from economists and investors for more robust stimulus measures.
当前，中国经济面临着严重的通货紧缩压力，持续的房地产危机和疲软的国内需求，所有这些都阻碍了经济活动，打击了投资者的信心。这种情况引发了经济学家和投资者要求采取更强有力的刺激措施的呼声。
China's leader Xi Jinping administration is evidently responding to these challenges by redirecting spending responsibility from heavily indebted local authorities to the central government. This strategic pivot aims to provide a more coordinated and effective economic support system.says financial advisor Marco Oliviano.
习近平当局显然正在通过将负债累累的地方政府的支出责任转交给中央政府来应对这些挑战。金融顾问马可·奥利瓦诺表示，这一战略支点旨在提供一个更加协调有效的经济支持体系。
The new debt issuance under this so-called special sovereign bond plan is a way for authorities to seek more money to finance efforts to shore up the world's second largest economy, Oliviano said in a post on social media platform X, formerly known as Twitter.
奥列瓦诺在社交媒体平台 X 上发文说，根据这项所谓的特别主权债券计划发行新债，是当局寻求更多资金来支持世界第二大经济体的一种方式。
The hefty proposal is also unique in that it involves the use of special debt, which historically has been included in the regular budget and does not affect the headline deficit ratio. This approach indicates a shift in the fiscal strategy, differentiating from last year's fiscal deficit ratio, whichwas increased to about 3.8% of the GDP and involved the issuance of additional sovereign debt.
这项巨额提案的独特之处还在于，它涉及使用特别债务，而这种债务历来不列入常规预算，也不会影响总体赤字率。 这种做法表明了财政战略的转变，有别于去年的财政赤字率。去年的赤字率提高到约占 GDP 的 3.8%， 并涉及发行额外的主权债务。
The ultra-long nature of the proposed bonds with repayment periods spanning several decades offers a less burdensome short-term repayment obligation compared to the debt notices issued in 2023. This characteristic of the bonds significantly eases immediate financial pressures and allows for a more gradual and sustainable repayment plan, says Oliviano.
与2023年发布的债务通知相比，拟发行债券的超长期性质，偿还期长达数十年，减轻了短期偿还债务的负担。奥列瓦诺说，债券的这一特点大大缓解了当前的财务压力，使还款计划更具渐进性和可持续性。
Oliviano adds, as China's unprecedented housing slump continues, major Chinese lender Ping An Bank has put 41 developers on a list of builders eligible for its funding support as it considers more lending to a property sector in crisis.
奥利瓦诺补充道，随着中国前所未有的房地产市场持续低迷，中国主要的贷款机构平安银行已将41家开发商列入有资格获得其资金支持的建筑商名单，因为该行考虑向陷入危机的房地产行业提供更多贷款。
Despite the plan's potential, economists at leading financial and investment firm Goldman Sachs have noted that ultra-long bonds may not fully resolve all of China's fiscal challenges. In a research note, they suggested that the issuance of such debt is likely to be a crucial component in China's fiscal easing toolkit this year as it tries to keep the greater economy afloat.
尽管该计划很有潜力，但知名金融投资公司高盛的经济学家指出，超长期债券可能无法完全解决中国面临的所有财政挑战。他们在一份研究报告中指出，在中国努力维持经济增长的过程中，发行此类债券很可能是中国今年财政宽松工具包中的一个重要组成部分。
How about giving back to your community in a cool way while helping your family eat better? Well, you can. It's all in the name, Plant a Row, Grow a Row, an organization that helps you help others. Plant vegetables and donate them to your local food bank. Get how-to tips and more information about this innovative idea at www.growarow.org.
Welcome back to the Jenny Show on CJSF 98.1 FM. And now it's our time to showcase some of the recently released albums by Canadian musicians. First, I'll bring you The Maple City, and the song is called Home, which is from the album titled Brief Golden Age, released in December 2018. 听众朋友，欢迎您继续收听 CJSF 90.1 FM 电台的 The Chen Show， 我是何西。现在呢，又到了我们为大家推荐加拿大音乐人新近发行的音乐专辑节目欣赏时间。首先要推荐给大家的是来自 The Maple City 演唱的歌曲，名字叫做 Home。
It's late. it's all too much to take. Hold my breath so I might breathe you.
Next is a song by Lenor Inen, and it's called I'm So Sorry, which is from the album ever once in a while released in 2018. 下面请大家欣赏来自 Lenore Innen 演唱的歌曲 I'm So Sorry。And it's called Sunshine on You, which is from the album titled Late Mornings, released in 2018. 接下来要推荐给大家的是来自 Craig Robinson 演唱的歌曲 Sunshine on You.
Thank you.
the last song for today's music segment of the Chen Show. And the song is called 孤单, which means loneliness. And it's vocaled by Zhang Huimei. And Hershey wants to thank you for listening to our show. And please tune in next week, next Saturday noon. And wish you a happy weekend.听众朋友，今天要推荐给大家的最后一首歌曲呢，是来自张惠妹演唱的《孤单》。在这里呢，何西感谢大家和我一道度过了一个愉快的周六午间时间。那么，祝大家周末愉快，我们下周再会。
错过又来，多少次爱过再爱，直到拥有才明白我的情愿孤单，却清醒地走出门。